Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Lalima Aneja Dang with the Midday News. The headlines. Trump administration-led policies bring global markets to dramatic sell-offs worldwide. President Draupadi Murmu to hold delegation-level talks with her Portugal counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa and meet Indian community in Lisbon today. Home Minister Amit Shah inspects international border and BSF border outpost Vinay in Kathua district to assess ground situation. Enforcement Directorate raids residences of Tamil Nadu Minister K.N. Nehru and others over alleged embezzlement of loans from banks. And in tennis, India's number one doubles player Yuki Bhambri, along with his Australian partner Alexei Popirin, to be in action at men's doubles pre-quarterfinals of Monte Carlo Masters in France this afternoon. Recent tariff policies implemented by the Trump administration in the United States have led global markets to dramatic sell-offs worldwide. Major indices like the Nasdaq 100, S&P 500 and Nikkei 225 futures saw big declines, with Nikkei futures triggering circuit breakers. Futures markets quickly priced in almost 5/4-point interest rate cuts in the U.S. this year, leading to a sharp drop in treasury yields and a weaker dollar. We have a report.
The key trigger behind today's crash is the escalating trade conflict between the world's two largest economies, US and China. After the US raised tariffs, China responded with duties on several American products, causing the Chinese stock market to fall 10% at the opening trade today. President Trump's comments that investors have to take their medicine and that no deal with China would happen until the US trade deficit was fixed added to the uncertainty. The panic spread across markets, with Asia seeing the biggest losses. Japan's Nikkei dropped 7%, South Korea's Kospi fell 5%, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng loss over 10%. The negative sentiment also hit India, where the Sensex and Nifty were down more than 3.5% in the morning trade today. Despite the turmoil, Trump defended his tariffs, saying world leaders were eager to make a deal. These events have raised concern about possible instability in the markets, with some predicting a downturn on Wall Street. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu has arrived in Lisbon on the first leg of a state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. She will hold delegation-level talks with her Portugal counterpart, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Prime Minister Luís Montenegro and the Speaker of Parliament, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. The Mayor of Lisbon will also host a special event in her honour. President will also meet members of the Indian community in Portugal, and she's likely to meet some Indian researchers from various universities and academic institutions. And now we go over live to Lisbon to our correspondent, Pooja Vardhan, who is covering... External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar held a meeting with Fiji's Health Minister, Dr. Ratu Antonio, this morning. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar informed that during the meeting, they discussed ongoing health and medical cooperation of both the countries. The second phase of first edition of Naval Commanders Conference 2025 began in New Delhi today. The conference is the apex-level biannual event facilitating deliberations on significant strategic, operational and administrative issues among the top naval commanders. The four-day conference will play a pivotal role in emphasizing India's role as a preferred security partner in the Indian Ocean region, bolstering Indian Navy's contribution to regional peace, security and stability. During the conference, the Chief of Defence Staff, Chief of the Army Staff and Chief of the Air Staff will engage with naval commanders to foster synergy amongst the three services and further drive convergence efforts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani on the 27th of April. This will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 25th of this month. The Supreme Court today agreed to consider listing for urgent hearing the petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The bench, comprising Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan, took note of the submissions of senior advocate Kapil Sibal, appearing for Jamaat-e-Ulama-e-Hind, that there were several petitions on the issue and they needed to be listed for urgent hearing. Besides Sibal, senior advocate Abhishek Singhvi and lawyer Nizam Pasha mentioned other petitions for urgent listing. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was earlier passed by Parliament after heated debates in both houses. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Legislative Assembly witnessed adjournment following a ruckus over refusal to adjourn the question hour to discuss the Waqf Amendment Act. As the House assembled for the day, the National Conference members, led by Nazir Gurezi and Tanveer Sadiq, moved a motion for the adjournment of the question hour to discuss the Waqf law, for which 9 members belonging to the NC, Congress and a few independent members had given notice to the Speaker. The move was opposed by the BJP, led by Leader of the House, Sunil Sharma, triggering sloganeering. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, you may log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a 3-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir. He inspected international border today and the BSF border outpost Vinay in Kathua district to assess the ground situation there. He is scheduled to meet family members of the martyrs of the J&K police at Raj Bhavan, Jammu, who died fighting militants, and also present appointment letters to some of them selected on compassionate grounds. In Tamil Nadu, Enforcement Directorate, ED, officials are conducting raids at the residences of State Municipal Administration Urban and Water Supply Minister K.N. Nehru, his brothers Ravichandran, a business partner at True Value Homes, Manivannan, and his son Arun Nehru, MP from Perambalur. The raids are reportedly linked to allegations of embezzlement involving loans from 2 banks. 2 bank officials have been questioned about their dealings in Tiruchirappalli. The raids are also taking place at several locations in Chennai and Coimbatore, including real estate establishments owned by Nehru's brother Manivannan. Well, World Health Day is being celebrated across the globe today to raise awareness about health and good health practices. The World Health Organization has declared Healthy Beginnings, Hopeful Futures as the theme this year to end preventable maternal and newborn deaths and to prioritize women's longer-term health and well-being. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed his commitment to building a healthier world. In his message, he stated that the government will continue to focus on healthcare and invest in various aspects of people's well-being. Mr. Modi emphasized that good health is the foundation of every thriving society.
मैं आज आपसे वादा चाहता हूं हम सभी को अपने खाने के तेल में 10% की कटौती करनी चाहिए मोटापा कम करने की दिशा में ये एक बहुत बड़ा कदम होगा इसके अलावा हमें एक्सरसाइज को अपने जीवन का हिस्सा बनाना होगा अपने को फिट रखते हैं तो ये विकसित भारत की यात्रा में आपका एक बड़ा योगदान होगा.
In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel highlighted the nation's commendable achievements in the health sector, including significant fall in maternal and infant mortality ratios. She also appealed to everyone to adopt a healthy lifestyle.
Our health is our real wealth. And health is not just our physical health. It is our mental and emotional health as well. Take care of your physical health. Eat what is local, what is seasonal, what is fresh. Eat less processed food. Exercise, physical activity is very important. Indulge into meditation, yoga, whatever you like. While it's important to take care of the family, it's also important that women and girls take care of their own health.
The interview will be broadcast tonight at 8 p.m. onwards on 100.1 Akashwani Gold channel and other frequencies. It will also be available on all the Akashwani's social platforms. The grand finale of the Truth Tell Hackathon is currently taking place in New Delhi as part of the Create an India Challenge at the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. Over 5,600 teams participated in the hackathon, with 25 teams advancing to compete in today's finale. A cash prize of 10 lakh rupees will be awarded to the top 5 teams. The primary goal of the Truth Tell Hackathon is to develop AI-powered tools designed to detect, flag and provide real-time alerts on misinformation as it occurs. The Ministry of Ayush, in collaboration with the Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga, organized the Yoga Mahotsav at Kalinga Stadium this morning, marking the 75-day countdown to the International Day of Yoga 2025. The event, which kicked off at 6:30 in the morning and lasted for an hour and a half, served as a precursor to the global celebrations scheduled for June the 21st. Union Minister of State for Ayush and Health and Family Welfare, Pratap Rao Ganpatrao Jadhav, inaugurated the event, highlighting the government's initiative to host 4 major yoga programs leading up to International Yoga Day 2025. This event in Bhubaneswar is the second in a series of countdown activities.
हमारे ऋषि मुनियों के टाइम से योगा चलते आ रहा है, उसको पूरे दुनिया में ले जाने का काम हमारे आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने किया। ये 11वां जो हमारा योग दिवस हम 21 जून को मना रहे हैं, तो उसका 100 दिन का काउंटडाउन कार्यक्रम हमने तय किया था, और ये 100 दिन में हम बड़े-बड़े 10 कार्यक्रम करने वाले हैं, और हर 25 दिन के बाद में देश के हर एक कोने में ये कार्यक्रम होने जा रहे हैं।
Sports News Now. Tennis. In tennis, India's number one doubles player Yuki Bhambri, along with his Australian partner Alexei Popirin, will be in action at the men's doubles pre-quarterfinals at the Monte Carlo Masters in France this afternoon. Bhambri and Popirin will square off against Jean-Lennard Struff of Germany and Alex de Minaur of Australia in the men's doubles first round. Earlier, Indian veteran Rohan Bopanna and his partner Ben Shelton of United States advanced to the men's doubles pre-quarterfinals. The Indian-American duo defeated Francisco Cerundolo of Argentina and Alejandro Tabilo of Chile 6-3-7-5 in the first round yesterday. The 45-year-old Bopanna and the 22-year-old Shelton will now face the Italian pair of Simone Bolelli and Andrea Vavasori in the pre-quarterfinals tomorrow. Cricket. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 this evening. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued yellow alert for Delhi and red alert for Gujarat as scorching heatwave conditions have gripped several states. The Met Department issued yellow alert for heatwave conditions for 2 days for the national capital. A red alert has been issued for Gujarat for today, while an orange alert has been issued from April 8th to 10th, with Saurashtra and Kutch regions facing severe heatwave conditions. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 tonight, we will bring you an insightful discussion on community-led water conservation campaign with G. Ashok Kumar, former DG National Mission for Clean Ganga. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask our expert questions about how to harvest rainwater, how to conserve water in day-to-day life, and steps being taken by the government towards water conservation. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-234-21050 and 011-233-1444 at 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now, before we end the bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Trump administration-led policies bring global markets to dramatic sell-offs worldwide. President Draupadi Murmu to hold delegation-level talks with her Portugal counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa and meet Indian community in Lisbon today. Home Minister Amit Shah inspects international border and BSF border outpost Vinay in Kathua district to assess the ground situation. Enforcement Directorate raids residences of Tamil Nadu Minister K.N. Nehru and others over alleged embezzlement of loans from banks. And in tennis, India's number one doubles player Yuki Bhambri, along with his Australian partner Alexei Popirin, to be in action at men's doubles pre-quarterfinals of Monte Carlo Masters in France this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.